from Washington, D.C. It's the last honest man in Washington. It's the Cooner Show. From the Washington Times. From our nation's capital. Live from the belly of the beast. It's Cooner Time.
Welcome to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. My friends, we have an historic first today on the Cooner Show. Later in this hour, in fact, in exactly 30 minutes, I will be debating Dr. Grace Vuoto on the role of Islam in the world and the future of Muslim-Christian relations. It's husband versus wife, toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano, or mano-a-womano, however you want to put it. We will have it in exactly 30, actually 29 minutes. But first, my friends, the issue of International Burn the Quran Day continues to get brighter and hotter and brighter and hotter. Last night and continuing today, the public outcry and official condemnation of the decision by Reverend Terry Jones, the pastor of a 50-member church in Gainesville, Florida, Dove World Outreach Center. Really, frankly, my Italian in-laws have a bigger family, a bigger get-together at my place than this guy has congregants. But let that go. Reverend Jones's decision and plan to burn the Quran or copies of the Quran this Saturday to mark the 9th anniversary of September 11, the atrocities that were committed that day in the name of radical Islam, has now created a firestorm across America and the world. Yesterday, General David Petraeus publicly came out and condemned Reverend Jones for his decision to burn the Quran, saying it would inflame tensions and passions in Afghanistan and all over the Muslim world, that it would endanger American troops, that it would endanger American diplomats, that it would endanger American tourists. And after General Petraeus spoke out, then everybody in the Obama administration got in on the act. Attorney General Eric Holder, in front of interreligious faith leaders, said that the decision by Terry Jones to burn the Quran, to have a Quran barbecue on Saturday, was, quote, dangerous and idiotic, that it was, in fact, un-American, according to Eric Holder, Attorney General Holder. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has come out and said that the plan to burn the Quran is disgraceful and disrespectful. The president has called the act offensive. The State Department has said it's un-American and profoundly disturbing. My friends, this poor reverend is taking it from every side. Everybody is now condemning Reverend Jones. Now, what I find remarkable, to me, it's the hypocrisy of this whole situation. The very same people who are now questioning Terry Jones's wisdom, who are now saying it's provocative and offensive, have you noticed? Don't say anything about the Ground Zero Mosque. Just because you have a right to do something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And as I mentioned yesterday, just as they have a right to Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf and the sponsors of the Ground Zero Mosque, they have a right. They got their permit. They can build a mosque a block and away from Ground Zero. It doesn't mean it's not highly provocative, highly insensitive, and blasphemous. But notice, they fight Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, the President of the United States, look how quickly they rush out to defend the Ground Zero Mosque. No, then it's not insensitive to Americans. Then religious freedom trumps sensitivity. Then religious freedom trumps if it's, whether it's wise or not. No, 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 no. Then they have a right to build it. And that's it. That's carved in stone. But when it comes to the burning of the Quran, no, that same right is not extended to Terry Jones. No, 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 no. Then it's no longer a question of religious freedom or religious expression. No. Then it's, well, hold on. Now you're being culturally insensitive. Now you're offending a faith of a billion people. Now you're, this holy book of the Quran must be treated with the utmost respect because Muslims believe it is the word of God. Well, hold on now. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Either be consistent, either support the mosque and support the burning of the Quran, or oppose them both. Which one do you want? They're trying to have it both ways. And what is to me most despicable, and that nobody is talking about here, is look how frequently they burned the Bible in the Middle East. Just yesterday, there were massive protests in Indonesia, in the capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul, in India, where the American flag was burned. Is that not sacred to us? Is this not the very symbol of our democracy? Is this not the very symbol of our nationhood? Is this not the very symbol of our constitution and our constitutional freedoms? Yet they can burn our flag with impunity. Liberals and anti-war activists can burn our flag here at home with impunity. According to the liberals, this is their argument, that right to burn a flag is enshrined in the Constitution as decided by the Supreme Court. So let me get this straight. It's okay to burn the flag, but it's not okay to burn the Quran? When across the Middle East, just in Afghanistan, Bibles have been burned on a routine basis by many radical Islamists to protest the United States and to protest Christianity. When Bibles are burned in Saudi Arabia, when they are burned in Iran, when they are burned all across the Muslim world, when they are burned here in America, oh, then it's fine. It's freedom of expression. That's when the liberals say, no, hey, this is what our forefathers died for at Bunker Hill, so the Bible could be burned. Suddenly nobody mentions the issue of sensitivity. Have you also noticed how many years has it been that we Christians, we Jews, we those of the Judeo-Christian heritage have to have our taxpayer dollars, this is not just by some private company, our taxpayer dollars are sent to the National Endowment for the Arts, where the crucifix of our Lord and Savior, for Christians, He is our Lord and Savior, is dipped and drenched in urine. Where the Bible is defaced, where Christ is mocked. This we even have to pay for with our taxpayer dollars. And liberals say freedom of expression. It's freedom of expression. In fact, there have been Bibles burnt on campuses by atheists all across the country. What do liberals say? Quote, burn, baby, burn. The bigger the bonfire, the better. Now, all of these liberal hypocrites are suddenly coming out and saying, no, 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 no. But don't burn the Quran. You can burn the Torah. You can burn the Bible. You can dip the crucifix in urine. But what you don't do is burn the Quran, because that's offensive. That insults a lot of Muslims around the world. Well, my friends, I'm sorry, but respect is a two-way street. And when the Muslim world starts respecting the Bible, then the Christian world will start respecting the Quran. So let me be clear. I don't like the burning of any religious texts. I don't believe in trampling and mocking other people's sacred religious views, because religion is sacred to me. But if I have to live with the anti-Christian bigotry that is prevalent all across our secular society, well, I have this to say to my fellow Muslim friends. Welcome to the club. Join the club. It isn't nice, is it? Now you know how we feel about the Ground Zero Mosque. Now you know how we feel when the man who is the man behind, the developer behind that mosque, Sharif El-Gamal, received money from Hamas in 1999, who has ties to terrorists, and you want to build that mosque on that site? When the imam, the cleric behind that mosque, Faisal Abdul Rauf, supports the Iranian fundamentalist revolution, supports the destruction of Israel, defends Hamas, said that Osama bin Laden was made in the USA, that we had those attacks coming to us, and he wants to espouse Sharia law from that very mosque, 600 feet away from where 3,000 Americans were slaughtered, and we find that offensive, and you say, well, it's a question of religious freedom. Okay, you want to mock us? You want to defame our sacred space? You want to show no respect to our sacred values? Then now you know how it feels when your Quran is burned. It isn't nice, is it? It isn't pretty, is it? When you start respecting America, then we will start respecting Islam. That is the point that Terry Jones is making. And here is Terry Jones, in his own words, when being asked by people over and over again, now he's on CNN, saying, well, why are you doing this? Why are you making September 11 International Burn a Quran Day? He's saying it's time to send a clear message to radical Islam. Ray, roll clip one, baby.
We first declared September the 11th International Burn a Quran Day, actually for two reasons. Number one, we wanted to remember those who were brutally murdered on September the 11th. And actually, we wanted to send a very clear message to the radical element of Islam. We wanted to send a very clear message to them that we are not interested in their Sharia law. We do not tolerate their threats, their fear, their radicalness.
My friends, the question before the House is a simple one. Do you support Terry Jones' plan to burn the Quran on Saturday? And more than that, what do you make of the fact that General David Petraeus, Attorney General Eric Holder, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the dear leader himself, have all come out condemning burning the Quran, but speak on behalf of the Ground Zero Mosque? Is it appropriate for politicians to stick their nose in really what is many ways a private church matter by Reverend Terry Jones? 301-984-9570. Where do you stand on burning the Quran? Should they do it? Should they not? I want to hear from you. This is Jeff Cooner on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington.
Are you a Cooner Tuner? Call Cooner now. Let your voice be heard. 301-984-9570. 301-984-9570. It's Cooner time.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT. 301-984-9570. Do you believe Reverend Terry Jones should go ahead with burning the Quran? I want to hear from you. Let's go to Deb in Arlington on line two. Deb, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
In answer to your question, I absolutely support Terry Jones's burning the Quran on 9/11. Somebody has to step up, do something radical, and wake up America. The Bible is filled with instances when, you know, radical things needed to be done in order to wake up, and God is maybe sent Terry Jones to do this. I don't know. He thinks God did, but, you know, that's yet to be seen. Second, Does the White House and Congress and everyone else have a right to step in this situation? No. Much like the immigration situation in Arizona, the President, Pelosi, Clinton, Rahm Emanuel, and Holder all need to step back. First of all, they should all just be kicked out of the White House and off of 16th Pennsylvania Avenue. That would be my vote. But since we can't do that right now, they do not belong anywhere near this issue. And thirdly, Jeff, I would like to get a recorded message of your message today. It was fabulous. You hit on everything. You said it eloquently. I couldn't agree with you more, and I wish there was a way to spread your message on the airwaves, because you're right on.
Deb, I want to thank you so much. What everybody can do is you go to www.washingtontimes.com. That's my paper. Click on the multimedia button.
Okay.
Then you'll see radio. There's a podcast of every show up there.
Okay.
And you can download every part and send it off. And, Deb, we are going to make an announcement soon. We are aggressively trying to go national. We are trying to become nationally syndicated.
Okay.
There will be a big announcement regarding the station here at 570. I can't say anything more than that.
Okay.
But there's a website that I'm launching, which I'll announce the next day or two.
Okay.
And we are going to do everything we can to go national. Believe me, Deb, we have the biggest internet audience in the country.
I can understand that.
Really, Deb, we are growing by leaps and bounds, and it's thanks to people like you, Deb, and all of you out there in Cooner Country. And, Deb, God bless you, and keep up. Honestly, keep it up, guys. Because
I'll support whatever you do.
Thank you so much, Deb, because together we are bringing about a revolution in this country. Deb, listen, before I get to the other calls, you touched on something that is so key. Notice how all of the liberal ruling elite, from Clinton to Holder to the Dear Leader, are now bending over backwards to try to appease the radical Islamists. But notice, when it comes to the families of the victims of 9/11, their feelings, their sensitivities, their needs, well, no, you have to swallow it. You got to take it on the chin. You don't like it? Too bad. How come General David Petraeus didn't stand up and say, you know what? You guys in Afghanistan have been burning Bibles for years. I'm not trying to inflame people, but I'm being very honest. They urinate on the Bible. We have video. They urinate on the Bible before they burn it. Now, why doesn't he get up and say, you know what? We should foster tolerance here. You have to learn to live with Christians. Hey, it's a small world. We have to learn to live with each other. And I'm not trying to split the difference. I don't like the burning of Qurans, as I don't like the burning of Bibles. But hey, I'm sorry. The liberals are the ones that opened up this Pandora's box. If you can burn my flag, if you can burn my Bible, if you can build a Ground Zero mosque, well, I'm sorry. You like being offensive. Hey, being offensive cuts both ways. So you're the ones that started this. I didn't. Now you have to live with the burning of the Bible. I'm sorry. That's your liberalism. Live with it. Let's go to Dave in Annandale on line 3. Dave, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff. Good show. 2 points, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First of all, the first point is, you know, a couple of years back when we went into Iraq and Afghanistan, we had miles and miles and miles of the Muslims in the streets screaming, "You don't bring those women soldiers into our territory." And there wasn't a single American anybody that stood up and said, "Oh, yeah, that offends the Muslims. Let's stop doing that."
Because excellent.
You know, they were told this was going to be a recruiting tool. And they all said, well, they'll just have to learn to live with that.
Oh, Dave.
Okay?
Dave.
That's one.
Oh, keep going, buddy. Keep going.
That's
keep
a
going.
Solid point.
Oh, Dave, listen, look, you hit the nail on the head. Everything offends them. Our Constitution offends them. The fact that we're not segregated, that we don't have segregated schools, we don't have segregated hospitals, we don't have segregated universities, that offends them. The fact that our women serve in the military, that offends them. How far do you want to go to accommodate them? How far? When do we say enough is enough? Dave, really, as a society, when do we say, look, I'm sorry, here we burn flags. Look, burning, honestly, Dave, I hate to say this, but since Vietnam, burning has become as American as mom and apple pie. My flag is burned every day. My Bible is burned every day. Guys, welcome to America. We burn Qurans here.
And you know what? And I'll tell you another thing, too, Jeff, and this is my second point. I really have personal feelings that Petraeus ought to shut up. But here's when I'll agree to listen to him. when he makes a declaration, and this is under his control in Afghanistan, when he makes a declaration that the United States won't burn a single soldier's copy of the Bible, which they have done. When they confiscated those Bibles from the soldiers that were in Pashto, the United States government burned those Bibles.
Oh, Dave, brilliant call. Call back again, buddy. 301-984-9570 is the number. Stay tuned. We'll take many more of your calls after this break. It is the Clash of the Titans. I will be debating Dr. Grace Votto on Islam versus Christianity. It is mano to womano, husband versus wife. I may be sleeping on the couch tonight, Cooner Country. Right, the debate will start right after this break on 570 WTNT.
Jeff Cooner Show.
In my view, talk radio tends to be one-sided.
When things got hard, you started looking for something to blame.
It also tends to be dwelling in hyperbole. It's explosive.
You see yourself doing right, and you do right.
It pushes people to, I think, extreme views without a lot of information.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
The fairness doctrine derived from the public interest.
Why can't you change your thinking?
Is it a fire?
You can't win!
Well, you either ought to have the fairness doctrine, or we ought to have more balance on the other side.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you've got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington, 301-984-9570. My friends, it's our debate segment, and this is, I think, a first in talk radio history, husband versus wife. I am now joined by Dr. Grace Votto. She is the executive director of the Edmund Burke Institute. I'm also the president of the Edmund Burke Institute. Dr. Grace has a very provocative piece up on the Edmund Burke Institute website. Go to www.edmundburkeinstitute.org, and it's a piece on the future of Muslim-Christian relations. And essentially, according to Dr. Grace, she believes that Christianity and Islam are in fact not rivals or adversaries, but in fact allies in the battle against godless secular liberalism. Her piece is called The Mosque Firestorm, Calling for One God. Dr. Grace, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And just for clarification to your audience, if they want to read the piece, they've got to go to the EBI site and click on our Graceful Heritage. It is called The Mosque Firestorm, Calling for One God.
Now, many of you may be surprised. Why are Dr. Grace and I on opposite sides of this issue? Well, you know, as many conservatives, we actually have we practice a real big tent. And we disagree on a lot of issues. Dr. Grace is a free trader. I am an economic nationalist. Dr. Grace is an admirer of the British Empire. To me, I can't stand the British Empire. The sooner they broke that thing up, the better. I'm still hoping for Scotland to secede. But let that go. Dr. Grace actually likes Canada. To me, it's all a bunch of drunken hockey players, as far as I'm concerned, and polar bears up there in Canada. But let that go. Also, Dr. Grace thinks her family is the model family. I don't happen to think that, but let that go. The issue before the House is this. This is going to be the debate. 2 minutes for Dr. Grace, 2 minutes for me. 2 minutes for her in the second round, 2 minutes for me, and then each of us will have 1 minute to conclude. The question before the House is, are Christianity and Islam rivals, or are they allies in the war against godless secular liberalism? Dr. Grace, Ray will ring the bell at the end of 2 minutes. You can finish your sentence, but then that's it. Ray will close you off, and then I will make the rebuttal.
You mean I won't be cut off?
You will not. Well, I mean, you will be, but you have a sentence or two after the 2 minutes.
No, I mean by you. By
no,
you.
No. It's straight. You got 2 minutes. Yeah, Ray has control. Now, I want everybody to know, I think Ray is rigging this thing. He and Dr. Grace have been colluding against me now ever since this show began. That's very Russian of Ray, by the way. These commies, I'm telling you, they all stick together. And so Grace is a big fan of Ray. I can never criticize Ray. Ray's a big fan of my wife. I can never criticize my wife. I want somebody else to be checking the clock because I think Ray's going to give her an extra 20, 30 seconds each round. That's my prediction.
No, he won't.
All right.
We don't need to cheat to beat you, Jack.
Okay. Dr. Grace, the question before the House. Is Islam and Christianity a natural alliance or are they rivals? You say they're allies. Go.
Members of Kunar Country, I want you to keep what I say in perspective because I want you to remember that I am a hawk on foreign affairs. I have been a faithful defender of the Iraq war and the war against Afghanistan. I have, been really out there saying that we have to use all power against Al-Qaeda. However, in that context, recognizing how conservative I am, I think that today we are losing sight of the forest for the trees. Islam and Christianity are allies. They are both the world's greatest monotheistic traditions. Historically, they are the ones that have propagated the belief that there is only one God, and they propagate the notion that individuals have to be subordinate to a transcendental order. They did so throughout the ancient world. That's what was remarkable about the Islamic faith. It spread the idea of one God in areas that it had never been spread before. And there was a time when even Christian kings protected the Muslims because they understood this natural alliance. Together, the Muslims and the Christians eradicated so much of the darkness and ignorance that existed, and they made some of the highest and greatest technological advances. The great, great danger that we face today is a world without God, a world that is mired in sexual permissiveness, a world that has people that have no discipline, no self-control, a world of increasing decadence. That is liberalism. And both Christianity and Islam are fervent defenders of family, fervent defenders of God, fervent defenders of tradition. We cannot lose sight of the forest for the trees. Islam, if we are conservative and want a conservative worldview, is necessary to advancing the cause of a fundamentally transcendental world order where individuals understand that they have to subordinate their will to the will of a loving, benevolent God. If we persist in the kind of dialogue that we've been engaging in lately, we will lead to some kind of violence on American soil.
Dr. Grace, there's some aspects of what you said I agree with. Much of it I profoundly disagree with. Here's where I agree with you. Yes, many moderate Muslims are socially conservative. They are anti-abortion. They are anti-gay marriage. They are anti-pornography. They are tough on drugs. They are law and order conservatives. I think there's no question about that. On many key issues, Muslims and Christians can agree and do agree. But on the seminal issue of whether the two faiths have been peacefully coexisting, you're trying to rewrite history. Yes, many Christian kings gave shelter to Muslims when they were being persecuted. But look at the history of Islam. Look at the Middle East. Look how the Islamic faith was spread by the sword. How many Christians and Jews were murdered, expelled, and ethnically cleansed. Look at the treatment of Christians today. Where is the peace between Islam and Christianity? In Saudi Arabia, you cannot build one church or one synagogue. You can't have a Bible. You can't even have a crucifix. If it is caught on you, it will be confiscated and destroyed. Everywhere you look, Christians are being persecuted in the Muslim world. Sharia law calls for the murder or conversion of Christians and Jews. So there is no peace. That is a figment of your imagination and of many people out there who want to believe that peaceful coexistence is possible. All you have to do is look at the attacks on September 11. All you have to do is look at Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq and the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Look at how the radical Islamists despise the Christian West.
Okay, Jeff, you are completely wrong. I'm not rewriting history. Look at American history. We have lived peacefully with Muslims for decades and decades and decades. And on September 11, it wasn't Islam that attacked us. It was an extremist sect. And by the way, Al-Qaeda is losing support around the world. It is losing support in every area around the world. It is being rejected by countries and by individuals around the world. So this is not rewriting history. Our own history has been one of complete peaceful coexistence with Muslims. In fact, most Americans had a very favorable view of the Islamic faith until 9/11. And it is those extremists that are driving the debate. And we have to be sensible enough to avoid that. The point that I want to make is that as conservatives, we understand the value of an adherence to a godful worldview. And the Muslim faith is full of an adherence to a godful worldview that defends life and defends families. And so what we're doing now is we're allowing the extremists and perhaps the liberals to drive the debate, when in fact we should be forging a strong alliance with the Islamic faith and using our democratic freedoms and rights to ensure that we move forward in a very peaceful, loving way. One of the things I thought that we should do is we should definitely not have a mosque at Ground Zero. I completely oppose that. But I think it would be remarkable if we would put up a monument to something that we call the One God Tradition, a center that would recall the shared monotheistic heritage of Christianity and of Islam, and this would be a monument that would be a real tribute to what it is to be in America. It would be a tribute to the families of 9/11, and it would be the true way of overcoming the hate of the extremists with the love that is the promise of the benevolent God of both the Muslims and the Christians.
Look, you know, Dr. Grace, I don't know how to say this, but I don't know what you've been smoking lately. To me, this is remarkable. Islam itself means submission. Yes, they worship one God, but they want their interpretation of God, their vision of God, to subordinate and trump all others. And again, when I confront you with facts, you don't deal with the facts. In Sudan, the Islamist regime there has not only committed genocide upon Christians, they are actually perpetrating slavery. In Somalia, in Uganda, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iran, in Saudi Arabia, in Indonesia, in the Philippines, in every country around the world where the Muslims have become the majority, look how they mistreat Christians and Jews. That you can't answer. You say they value life. Yes, to some degree they do value life. Except if you're an apostate, a Christian, or a Jew. If you're a non-Muslim, they don't value your rights. And what you neglect is the Quran itself. There are violent verses within the Quran. One of them is chapter 8, verse 12 to 13. I quoted it yesterday, where the Prophet Muhammad explicitly says to behead and cut off the fingers of the infidels. This is what many jihadists use to justify their actions. So yes, there are only a small minority of Muslims that are engaged in jihad. We know that. But the fact of the matter is, radical Islam uses the Quran, uses the Muslim faith, uses the desire to impose Sharia law as the justification for everything that they do. We are in a clash of civilizations, and no matter how much you deny it, that is the fact of it.
Jeff, I'm sorry to say, but you have neglected the facts that I brought to bear. We have lived peacefully with Muslims in this country, and we are talking about this country. As I said at the beginning, in foreign affairs and abroad, I am a hawk. I believe in the full and complete persecution of our enemies with the full force of American power. So I'm talking about the United States of America, where we have lived peacefully. That's why America is beautiful. Things happen here that don't happen elsewhere. And the question we have to face is, what are we going to do
with the Muslims in our midst? How are we going to treat them? And I say that we should forge a very strong alliance with those who understand that it is a benevolent God that we both worship. And when you say that Islam is about submission, those concepts are very similar to what Christians believe, where we submit to the will of God because God ultimately loves us. I think that what's happening now in the media is there's so much demagoguery and such a simplification of the Muslim faith that it actually only enhances the credibility of the extremists to some extent. It polarizes people, and we have to avoid this kind of foolish polarization and remember that in America things are possible that are often not possible elsewhere.
Sure. I can see the peace everywhere. I can see that. The way women are treated in Islamic societies, being forced to wear the burqa, being forced to wear the hijab, being stoned for adultery. Oh, I can see that. I got to tell you, Dr. Grace, you wouldn't last too long in a Muslim society. They wouldn't let you drive a car. You'd never get that doctorate that you have. And as for Muslims in the United States, yes, many of them are peaceful. But you're forgetting many of them who've been raising money for Hezbollah and Hamas. You're forgetting many of them that are excusing and justifying the actions of terrorists. Look at the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Look at the Islamic North American Society. Look how many radical Islamists we even have here in America who can't even speak out against Sharia law or against Hezbollah or Hamas. So I ask you, if they can't speak out here in the freest country of the world, what good are they to me? Ray says it's over. It's over. Ray, do we have that final, we have that Rocky final? No, we don't. We're going to play when we go out. My friends, it's over. No mas, no more. The 15-round fight is over. 301-984-9570. I want members of Cooner Country to vote. Who do you think won? Jeff Cooner, the host, or his wife, Dr. Grace? We'll leave it open for Cooner Country. Dr. Grace, I want to thank you.
Thank you. It's been so much fun.
Listen, don't leave me, baby. You're not planning to divorce me or anything, are you?
This is not much different than our typical dinner conversation.
Really, really, honestly.
We get a chance.
Except her family is usually there piling on saying I'm a loser. That's the only thing. They're jumping on saying you're mistreating my sister. Okay, Ray is going crazy here. I got to let all of you go. Dr. Grace, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you, Cooner Country.
You can go to EdmundBurkeInstitute.org to read her article, The Mosque Firestorm, Calling for One God, 301-984-9570. Cast your vote. You are the judges. Who won, your host or Dr. Grace?
They shoot my life. I just want to say one thing. Y'all ain't kidding.
Call Cooner now, 301-984-9570.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show, 301-984-9570. Cast your vote. Who do you think won the debate, yours truly or my wife, Dr. Grace Votto? Georgina on line one, what do you say, Georgina?
This is Steve, actually, Jeff.
Oh, Steve, go ahead, buddy.
That was a wonderful debate, and I think you both should go out on a date together.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're compatible there, Steve.
Well, I'm going to vote for you, Jeff, but I'm not unbiased in this matter. I won't be too hard on your wife, of course. She sounds like a nice lady. The problem I had with the story, basically, the Quran burning, is the response of the government officials and military officials, including General Petraeus. This is a disturbing trend I've noticed with the advent of this administration, of singling out American citizens for their views and opinions and naming them by name publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that's very disturbing. Did you hear the latest on what Secretary Clinton today?
Oh, yeah, what she called it, disgraceful and disrespectful?
No, she went as far as to suggest to the media that they do their patriotic duty and not even cover the story. Now, why is a government official sending marching orders to the U.S. media?
Oh, Steve, I mean, look, you have the separation of military and civilian. Remember that? Petraeus has violated that. Now you have the Secretary of State telling the media what to do. Eric Holder is setting it up to make it seem like it's a hate crime. Look how they're demonizing this man. My friends, we're losing our country. Let's go to Kelly in Baltimore on line three. Kelly, what do you say? Who won?
Hey, Jeff, I have to say that you won the debate there, but our children want to know if they can borrow Ray's bell for Rodolfo and I around here.
Yeah, Ray, I mean, are you willing to lend out the bell, Ray? Yeah, if for the right price, a Russian will do anything. Hey, Kelly, it's on the way. It's in the mail.
The children are desperate.
God bless you, Kelly.
You too, Jeff. See you.
Ray, very quickly, as we head off to break, I mean, Ray, who do you think won, Ray? He's worried. He doesn't want to get on the record. He doesn't want to offend Dr. Graves.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I appreciate Dr. Graves' point. I think she makes a great point, but I think I slightly side with you on this one.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You're actually voting for me against Dr. Graves?
I might have to pick Cooner on this one.
Oh, a miracle has happened on Cooner Country. We'll be right back after this break here on 570 WTNT.
The Cooner Show.
Cooner Show.